New campaign filings in Vermont's U.S. Senate race tell a tale of two war chests. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy has more than $3 million to work with for his reelection bid. Meanwhile, Republican challenger Scott Milne has all of $83. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Milne insists his financial disadvantage will be his biggest political strength.
Leahy has raised nearly $4 million so far this cycle and still had more than $3 million in the bank as of June 30th, according to his latest federal filings. It makes the $83 in Scott Milne's campaign account look almost laughable by comparison, but Milne says his campaign's poverty is going to become his political edge.
I'm running against a gentleman who charges special interest lobbyists $5,000 apiece to sit around a table with him and have lunch. I think that's one of the big things that's wrong with Washington. I think it's one of the things that needs to change.
And he says he'll shun special interest money this cycle in favor of a, quote, grassroots campaign. As of June 30th, Milne says his only campaign expenses were a $17 bank fee and a $5,000 public opinion poll that he paid for himself.
And I think Vermont's a special place where we can get our message out without a lot of money.
Leahy's campaign declined a request for an on-air interview for this story. A spokesperson said in a written statement that the seven-term senator has the support of more than 5,000 donors who have contributed an average of just $87. But 7 Days political editor Paul Heinz, who has reported extensively on money in Vermont politics, says there's no question that Leahy, like most every other incumbent U.S. senator, is heavily reliant on private sector corporate interests to bankroll his political races.
I think the question is whether after Bernie Sanders' run for president, will Vermonters want to see something different?
According to the Center for Responsive Politics, an organization that tracks the sources of political donations, chief contributors to Leahy in this cycle include the telecommunications, entertainment, legal, and defense industries. Here's 7 Days political editor Paul Heinz again.
Those line up with some of the issue areas that Senator Leahy works on. He's the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and he holds a high-ranking spot on the Appropriations Committee.
Heinz says there's absolutely no evidence of any quid pro quo tied to the political contributions that Leahy has received. But he says it's pretty evident that money can buy access. Last October, Leahy hosted a fall foliage weekend in Vermont, where Beltway lobbyists, who donated as much as $10,000 apiece, enjoyed a weekend with the senator that included an evening cruise.
They went out on a boat on Lake Champlain. They ate meals with him, and they spent a lot of time talking with him and members of his staff.
So far, at least, Leahy's campaign finance activities haven't dented his popularity among voters. He won nearly two-thirds of the vote during his last race in 2010, and his favorability ratings are among the state's best. Also unclear is whether Milne is the right guy to make hay out of a purity in politics message. As Heinz notes, Milne took in plenty of maximum contributions from wealthy donors and businesses in his 2014 run for governor, a race in which he nearly knocked off incumbent Peter Shumlin. Heinz says the extent to which campaign finance activities will guide voters' decisions in the voting booth isn't entirely clear.
But I think that Bernie Sanders has shown throughout his presidential campaign that people are really fed up with where money comes from in funding elections, and I think they're motivated to support candidates who don't rely on special interests.
Milne will make the case this fall that he's that candidate. The Leahy camp, meanwhile, says its candidate is the ablest reformer of the system, and they say Senator Leahy is leading the fight to undo a 2010 U.S. Supreme Court decision that opened the financial floodgates in politics. Until that reform arrives, according to a Leahy spokesperson, the unfortunate reality of money in politics means that Patrick Leahy needs to steel himself financially against the forces that might otherwise send him packing from Congress. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.